live in capitalism, its power seems inescapable. So did the divine right of kings.
Once consent was manufactured, now it's harvested for clicks. Algorithms make decisions, filter bubbles make us sick. We're all connected to machines, paid every second, but we just can't look away. We all wanna be seen, but behind the screen there's a nightmare dressed up as a dream. And we can't wake up.
Private companies, these that we have more power and more information on us than governments do, without any sort of infrastructure to hold them accountable.
Every thought, every emotion.
How do you sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service?
Charted, processed, optimized.
Senator, we run out.
Eye movements, facial expressions, manipulation monetized. We're all connected to machines, paid every second, but we just can't look away. We all wanna be seen, but behind the screen there's a nightmare dressed up as a dream. And we can't wake up.
There's a difference between knowing something and doing something about it. We assume that there should be a prison system, there should be a surveillance apparatus. I think that these assumptions need to be questioned.
An infinite playground, a library, human creativity. They paved it over, put up walls. Now it's billboards, big box, shopping malls. Paid every second, but we just can't look away. We all wanna be seen, but behind the screen there's a nightmare dressed up as a dream. And we can't wake up.
Neither math nor machines can extract 4 centuries of white
supremacy. And we can't wake up.
Neither math nor machines can extract 4 centuries of white supremacy from American policing. Simply inserting digital technologies into discriminatory policing without addressing its fundamental flaws can only serve to supersize that discrimination, can only serve to reduce community safety, and can only violate the civil rights of the most vulnerable among us. Nothing else can happen.